Show, Manny, Roy, and Lauren, Kiss 95.1.
If you want free money, $1,000 with the KISS cash code, comes your way coming up here less than 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere for that.
A lot of people like to know what happens to the couples after War of the Roses. And a lot of times we ask them if they'd like to come back on and update us on their lives. And some do. And Grace is on hold from yesterday's War of the Roses, which we recorded in real time about 2 weeks ago.
Right.
We played it for you yesterday. And if you didn't hear it, Nolan's engaged to Grace and went on someone's bachelor party trip to Myrtle.
Mm-hmm.
She gets a text sent to her from one of his friends, right, Lauren?
Right. And they tell her that he hasn't been a great boy.
He was a bad boy on that trip. And then this is what happened.
Her name is Katie.
Okay, so we'll send them to Katie. Would you like to write something on her card? It's a romantic card.
Go ahead and put best two nights of my life.
Okay.
Nolan.
Hello?
Nolan?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Grace.
Yeah, you're on the Manny, Roy, and Lauren morning show, Nolan. You might want to explain yourself and why you're sending these to Katie.
Oh, my God. I have not slept in days. How would you do this to me?
She was a total wreck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, here at 7:55 on the Manny, Roy, and Lauren morning show, we have Grace to give us an update.
Grace, tell us what's going on. What's life after War of the Roses?
Yeah, well, thank you guys again. I just wanted to say for helping me get through that. And
hey, it was tough. We had so many people hit us up on social media and wanted to make sure you were okay. So
thanks. I'm not doing awesome. I have to say that I'm getting through it. And the friend who reached out to me, who's married, has been contacting me if I need a shoulder to cry on, if I need anything. She's been really, really in contact a little too much. I don't understand what's wrong with guys. It's like, you have a wife. Thank you for telling me. But like, he's not really my friend. He was Nolan's friend. So it's just, that's a little awkward in itself. But, I don't know. I feel a little differently than when we had War of Roses. I've been in contact with Nolan, and he's really choosing to fight for this relationship. And, I don't know. I believe him, even
really?
Though it's this horrible thing.
So, Grace, you're saying it's not over between you two?
We're not back in a relationship, but I need to give myself some more time to work this out. But, he's been showing me that he really cares and that he really wants to be with me. And, I'm not going to make it easy for him, but I don't know. I love him, and I was really hurt, and it's hard for me to not think that I'm not going to be able to spend the rest of my life with him.
So you guys were planning your wedding. Is this postponed, canceled, April, I think, was your date. Are you still working towards that?
No. I think that we need to put a hold on it for sure. I think he needs to prove himself for at least a year. That's what I told him. And that I can trust him again. And then, because being married, we're going to be married for the rest of our lives, and there's no reason to rush into it. And, he just needs to prove himself. But I do think I want to give him another chance.
Interesting. You're right. I mean, we've heard plenty of stories on this radio station and this radio show that say he cheated and we got stronger. We always say, well, aren't you always on high alert? And a lot of people just say no because it's I believe it's out of their system. I believe that it was a screw up, and now they realize what they were going to lose type thing. So, Grace, we could wish you nothing but the best. It was a really tough War of the Roses, and I'm glad you decided to come back on and give us a quick update.
Thank you so much.
Hey, how's the friendship between him and the friend that texted you?
Oh, yeah, it's not good. They had it out, but I'm not getting involved in that.
Yeah.
He found out who it was, but not through me. I think he found out through just all of his friends.
Yeah.
He went hunting for who it was. So
if he calls you, if he hears this on the radio and he calls you afterwards, do you answer the phone?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Maybe.
Just curious. Well, that's for you, and we're here for you if you need anything, and thanks for the update. Good luck with everything, okay?
Thank you, and thank you guys for everything.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
No problem.
There goes Grace. probably not going to be a popular thing based on how many people felt like Nolan was a jerk yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to respect them. You have to respect her.
Well, and you never want to look back and say what if on a relationship. And if she still feels like there's something there that she needs to figure out, then that you do you.
Yeah.
Love to hear what you guys think. If you want to weigh in on what you just heard, 704-570-9595. Maybe someone took back a cheater and could shine a little light on, you know, the positivity that could come out of all this. And then, of course,
we have free money. It's the $1,000 KISS cash code. It comes up next.